Welcome to the Gathering Podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church in downtown Bentonville, Arkansas. My name is Ken Weatherford, the Director of Worship Arts here at the church, and as always, it's great to be with you. We hope you enjoy this week's episode of our weekly sermon podcast and ask that you would do us a favor and please share this with your friends and family on Facebook or Twitter. You can find us at www.fumcbentonville.org or by searching FUMC Gathering Podcast on iTunes.
On a day when the Holy Spirit is flowing through us, when we celebrate the fact that the Spirit is guiding us, why begin with a conversation about God? Well, that's where we all are. Every one of us has some doubt, and that's good because it's the doubt that propels us to seek and to look and to strive and to grow ever stronger in our faith. God, where are you? God, where are you? Seek me, God whispers. Seek me. And we get these opportunities all the time if we're open to the opportunities to hear the Holy Spirit whispering to us through the terrible and challenging and frustrating times, or in the really good times. If we're willing to say that I might not have all of the answers, God, guide me in this moment. And we say that constantly. It's amazing how the whispers come, how the advocate speaks, how we come to realize that Christ is with us. This past week, past 2 weeks, were times of travel, journeying for Ken and Casey's family and my family. I'd like to show you some pictures. Don, if you would give us a little, now only three pictures. I'm not going to take you through the whole iPhone photo album. But I want to show you where we were at. On the left, we had family coming from all over, from Iowa, from Milwaukee, from Arkansas, gathering in Chicago for my son Logan's graduation. So we got an Airbnb apartment so everybody could gather there. And this is the view from that condominium, looking north up State Street. And every day I would sit in front of that window and say, what do you think, Brenda? We could just hang it up. Just sell it all and just sit here and look out this window. And she wouldn't even look at me. You know, she'd just shake her head and walk away. And then Monday, I'm looking out that window as the sun's rising. Brenda, what do you think? I think God wants us to just enjoy this view. And then the word of God clearly spoke to me. Clearly. As Brenda said, come on, limo's going to be here in 15 minutes. Pack your bags. It's time for us to go. We've got work to do. Ken and Casey is, as you know, Ken and Casey love Scotland. And there they are, looking out on this magnificent vista. And I offered this idea to Ken that sometimes we get to the places where we go on vacation. I mean, who hasn't thought that, right? You get to the beach and you say, oh, I could just hang it up and sell something on the beach. And I'm pretty sure Ken is sitting there with his boys looking out over the wildflowers and whatever little village in Scotland and the ocean. And he's saying, yeah, I could just hang it up. But look at the shirts the boys are wearing. I'm guessing Casey dressed them because Ken says Casey dresses him. So the word of God is speaking to them with our zip code. No, Ken, we've got work to do here. Well, actually, Ken told me the truth. The word of God came in the phone call from the British consulate that said, I'm sorry, Mr. Weatherford, your application for immigration visa has been denied. Go back home. I think it's healthy to question. It's healthy to ask. It's healthy to wonder, God, what do you have in store for me? Rachel Evans in that video said, I think people who say doubt is the opposite of faith get it wrong. And I think she's right on. She's absolutely right on. Doubt is healthy. It's a healthy part of faith. The opposite of faith, in my experience, has been fear. Fear to step out and take a risk. Fear to go where people say you can't go. Fear to volunteer with people that are different. Fear to do the things that you've always wanted to do. What would you do today if fear played no role in your life? Where would you go? What would you do? Perhaps that is the question God is asking all of us. Perhaps that is the Holy Spirit whispering to us. Where would you go and what would you do if fear played no role in your life? When I was maybe 22, about the same age as Logan, can't remember exactly, but I remember being with my dad and we were traveling somewhere in a car and he was saying, Eric, when I was 40, man, I was so close to just hanging it all up. I was so close to just giving up. See, he had left a very comfortable job, but he was a merchandise manager for a family-run retail chain. But he had gotten to the point where he couldn't go any higher where there wasn't family. It was all family above him, and he knew that there was no place for him to go. And he was getting tired and bored. So he went out on his own. He went into a sales, very, very, very high-pressure sales organization. And he was thriving, but his marriage wasn't. Marriage fell apart because my dad was always gone. And years later, he's telling me in the car, you know, I was 13 when they divorced, so like 10, 15 years later, he's saying to me, I risked everything. And every day I had to say, is this worth it? And I didn't know. And there were many days I just wanted to give up. But he ended up running a company that employed 3,000 people. And I know those people. And many of those people would say, my life is much better because of what your dad did for me. And that keeps me going. That memory, 30 years later, I think about that every week. Because life is hard. And I question the words that I offer people. And I question how I minister to people. And I know many people and they let me into their lives and I know how hard our lives are. And that's why I chose the scripture today. And actually, I'm going to give you what the lectionary authors left out. See, I have this theory that the lectionary authors want to spoon feed the pastors and make it really easy for us on Sunday to preach without having too much of a challenge. So they cut out the parts that are hard. So the scripture in this week's lesson begins with chapter 15, verse 26, and then it skips the first four verses of chapter 16 and picks up again. So it begins with, when the advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, etc., etc. But then it goes on to say, in chapter 16, the part that's been left out, I have said these things to keep you from stumbling. You see, they will put you out of the synagogues, which means you will be excommunicated. You will no longer be part of the family you've always been a part of. Your mothers and your fathers and your siblings will disown you. Indeed, an hour is coming when those who kill you will think that they are doing so because they are offering worship to God. And they will do this because they have not known the Father or me. Try telling that to your friends that are kicking you out of the church. The reason you're doing this is because you don't really know God. But I have said these things to you so that when the hour comes, you will remember that I told you about them. And then the lectionary text ends with Jesus saying, I have said these things. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, the Holy Spirit will guide you through the doubts, through the challenges, and through the fears. And then Jesus finishes with this, all that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. Remember, in the difficult times, in the challenging times, all that God has is mine. I am so intimately woven into the Spirit of God that I can tell you that everything that God has, God is telling me, and I am telling it to you. It is the doubt that moves us forward. It is the doubt, if we hold it and say, God, I'm not sure about this. Where are you in this? It is the doubt that will prove to us that God is with us when we come out of that valley and we say, oh, wow, now I am on the mountaintop again, and God truly was with me in that valley. And we spend a lifetime doing that. And there is never a point in our lives when we will ever be guaranteed that we will no longer be in the valleys, that we will never again experience a valley. But we've been through them enough times that we know the mountaintop is not far away, because we've experienced it and experienced it and experienced it. And as I speak, I know there are many people worried about jobs, worried about family, worried about health, worried about family and friends. And you may be in a valley now, but that mountaintop is not far away. And when you get back onto that mountaintop, you're going to say, I am here by the grace of God. And it is by the grace of God that I made it through that darkness in that valley. Today is graduation day. Graduation day for our children, for our grandchildren, for our friends, but it is graduation day for us as well. Today